RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just issued travel restrictions for women of childbearing age during an outbreak of a dangerous new illness. It's called the Zika virus, and it's such a severe health risk that it could derail spring and summer travel plans for many people. And Dr. Ricardo Lopez, who's an OB-GYN at the Orlando Health in Florida, one of the states most vulnerable for this Zika virus to spread, says that women of childbearing age are most at risk because this virus can cause birth defects, whether pregnant or not. That's why the CDC is warning people not to travel to 14 countries, mostly Central, South America, and the Caribbean. So think about that. This is women of childbearing age, which could be anything from 20 up to the age of 40, or even younger or older on either end of the spectrum there, telling them not to go to South America, Central America, and the Caribbean and some other countries. That is a huge kick to the travel industry, the cruise ship industry, the tourism in those areas. Out of an abundance of caution, pregnant women advised to consider postponing travel to areas where this virus transmission is ongoing. The virus itself is similar to other mosquito-borne illnesses like dengue fever, and there's always this potential for transmission anywhere that there are mosquitoes, but these places tend to have mosquitoes all year round. So they don't seem to have a winter that can kill off some of the diseases that these mosquitoes carry. So according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's a virus spread to people through mosquito bites. The most common symptoms are fever, rash, joint pain, and conjunctivitis. That's always pleasant, pink eye. The illness is usually mild, with symptoms lasting from several days to a week. Travelers can protect themselves by taking steps to prevent mosquito bites, obviously using things with DEET to prevent mosquito bites and not going to these places that have a lot of mosquitoes. And there is no vaccine as of yet to prevent or a medicine to treat this virus. And it is a virus, not a bacteria, but it can cause birth defects. And they're seeing that, and it's spreading a little bit. It's nothing to panic about, but it is certainly something important to take note of. If you're a woman who is pregnant or thinking about getting pregnant, you might want to heed the CDC's warning and stay away from those countries. Or if you do go to those countries, make sure you bring extra insect repellent along with you. And as long as we're talking about viruses and bacteria with drug-resistant bacteria on the rise, doctors' groups are issuing new advice when antibiotics should be prescribed for respiratory infections. The hope is that the guidelines issued by the CDC and the American College of Physicians will stop over-prescribing antibiotics. Over 41% of the 100 million prescriptions written during adult outpatient visits are for respiratory infections, and the CDC estimates that 50% of those prescriptions may be unnecessary or inappropriate. You need to really take caution when you're going to take an antibiotic. And they're not just worried about antibiotic-resistant bugs, but that there is also medicated-relation adverse events that have been implicated in drug reactions to the emergency room from antibiotics. So if strep throat or bacterial pneumonia is confirmed, then patients should receive antibiotics, and that is appropriate course of treatment. Symptoms that a patient might have strep include a sore throat that starts quickly and can cause pain when swallowing, a fever of above 101 or so, red swollen tonsils with white patches, tiny red spots in the roof of the mouth, headache, nausea. We know stomach ache comes with that. So if your kids or you have any of those symptoms, go see your doctor. Or if it's bacterial pneumonia, fever, sweating, shaking, chills, definitely go see your doctor. But we're taking a second look, as we have been for a while, on whether or not antibiotic prescriptions are overused. So, you know, give it a second thought. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.